All right, listeners, ready to dive deep. Today we're tackling the wild world of meme spam in group chats.
Ooh, yeah, this is a good one.
We got some excerpts from an article called Identifying Meme Spammers in Group Chats, and we're going to be focusing on a section called Signs in a Group Chat, Who's Spamming Memes?
Sounds like someone out there wants to become a meme detective.
Right.
Yeah.
Looks like one of you is ready to spot those meme-slinging sharpshooters in your digital posse.
I like that, meme-slinging sharpshooters.
Well, let's equip you with the knowledge to do just that. So, what exactly are we talking about here when we say meme spam? I mean, we all know about email spam, right? Mm-hmm. Those annoying, unwanted messages.
Yeah.
But how does that translate to the world of memes?
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that because the article points out that it's not always so black and white with memes. It's not like, you know, you get a meme and it has a big red stamp that says spam.
Right.
It's more about, like, how the memes are being used in the conversation. Are they, you know, contributing to the discussion, or are they just totally random and kind of disrupting the flow?
So it's about the context, like someone dropping a cat meme in the middle of a serious conversation.
Exactly. Like you're trying to have a heartfelt conversation and bam, someone hits you with a cat meme wearing a tiny hat. It's like, come on, man, read the room.
Yeah, I've definitely been in those group chats where it's like, are you even paying attention to what we're talking about?
Right.
But, you know, there are also those people who say that any meme in a group chat is like automatically spam.
Mm.
Like they think all memes are just disruptive.
Hmm. I can see where they're coming from, but I think the article makes a good point about the difference between a well-placed meme, you know, one that actually adds to the conversation, maybe lightens the mood a bit,
right,
versus just like a constant barrage of memes that totally derail the conversation.
So it's like one meme, even if it's slightly off topic, can be fine.
Right.
But a flood of memes, even if they're like technically related to the topic, it can still be spammy.
Exactly. It's all about, you know, the intent and the impact. Like, are you trying to be funny and engaging with the group, or are you just trying to dominate the conversation with your memeing prowess?
So context is key. It's not just about the meme itself.
Right.
It's about how it's being used.
Yeah.
And how it's received by the group.
Exactly.
That makes me wonder, though, like, what drives people to meme spam in the first place?
Oh, that's a great question.
Is it a cry for attention?
Could be. You know, the article doesn't really get into the psychology of it.
Right.
But it makes you think, you know, are they trying to be funny? Are they insecure and just looking for validation?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they just have a very different sense of humor than the rest of the group.
Yeah. Or maybe it's a power move.
Oh, yeah. Like a digital dominance thing.
Right. Like I'm going to control this conversation with my memes.
Totally. So, okay, let's say you're in a group chat and you start seeing some of these spammy signs.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you call out the spammer? Do you just try to ignore it?
Right. What's the best course of action here?
Well, the article doesn't really give specific advice on that, but it does make you think about, you know, how to handle different group dynamics.
Right.
Maybe you could try to subtly steer the conversation back to the original topic.
Yeah.
Or gently suggest that, you know, maybe the memes are getting a bit overwhelming.
Right.
But it really depends on the group and your relationship with the spammer.
Yeah, because calling someone out directly could just like totally backfire.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't want to create more drama.
This whole conversation makes me think about the evolution of online humor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are we becoming less tolerant of off-topic content?
Interesting.
Or is this just like a natural part of how online groups establish their norms and boundaries?
That's a great question. And, you know, it's something to really think about because what we're talking about here isn't just about silly memes.
Right.
It's about how we communicate with each other online, how we navigate these digital spaces.
Yeah, it's about understanding social cues and dynamics, even in a seemingly trivial context, like sharing memes.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
This whole deep dive has shown that meme spam is more than just a random internet quirk. It's a reflection of our social behavior.
And the choices we make about how we interact with others online.
Absolutely.
So the next time you're in a group chat and you see a meme flying by, ask yourself, is it spam? Is it funny? Or is it something else entirely?
The choice is yours.
Food for thought, listeners. Food for thought.